So I think for us, and if you look at the outline, the first thing you're going to see on Yuba is there's just a tremendous amount of activities here that could or could not be subject to taxable income. Broadcast rights, concession contracts, concerts, facility rentals, camps, golf courses, coaches' shows, web pages, agency issue sponsorship or royalties. So what I wanted to do was actually lump them into three different perspectives, one being the IRS's. And you saw a very much a role play yesterday of the IRS, and to some degree we're going to look at that. The IRS came into your athletic department. What issues would they want to talk about and ask you about? Now again, remember, we're going by the final report that they just issued, and in there they listed certain suspect UBIT activities, and that was facility rentals, camps, golf courses, and other recreational facilities. So now I turn to my panel, and as an IRS agent, I'm asking them, do you guys report those activities as UBIT on your 990T? And if so, do you derive losses? And if not, why not? And what documentation do you have to give me comfort that they don't need to be taxable?
All right, in fact, I'll start with, facility rentals. Generally, we do not report facility rentals. In fact, we rely on the rental exclusion to not report that income, so we do not have losses attributable. And I know that we are very, very careful in particular to make sure when we're going through a facility rental arrangement that we look for suspect things that may make it fall out of facility rental. Most notably providing services and or a bunch of personal property. And this has come up in a variety of areas. And you start looking at the number of tables that are provided. You start looking, are we doing laundry, providing ice, all these kinds of things. And we try to just make sure that we're not doing those types of things.